Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It is Monday. Time to catch a cheater with War of the Roses.
Parental discretion is advised. Roses are red. Violets are blue. When the Z Morning Zoo calls your man, he better choose you. War of the Roses. Catching cheaters one at a time. And it starts now.
That new music. Dun, 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 dun.
Evil.
All right, War of the Roses, we are welcoming Lisa to the show. Hello, Lisa.
Hi.
So who are we putting to the test today?
We are testing Chris.
Chris. Okay. Now, in your email, you said, I'm reading it right now, Chris is a guy I've been getting with for the past couple months. I take it by saying getting with, you actually mean sleeping with.
Yeah, but we also hang out together and do stuff. He's really a great guy. He treats me really good.
Okay. But you think there may be another girl in his interests?
I do.
Okay, so what we're going to do is we'll put him to the test today to find out. We're going to offer him a dozen roses that he can send anybody he wants. You're going to get to hear who he chooses, what he puts on the card, okay?
Okay.
All right, let me run down the two questions here that we ask every War of the Roses participant. Question one, are you sure you want all of this on the air?
Yes.
All right, and question two, how certain are you that when we offer him a free dozen roses to send to somebody, he's going to pick you to send them to?
Well, I'm not sure, but I'm very hopeful.
Okay, very hopeful. Okay. Well, this shouldn't end badly at all. All right, well, let's see what happens.
Darling at random.
Hello?
Good morning. I'm calling for a Christopher, please.
This is Chris.
Good morning, Chris. My name's Ashley. I'm calling from a brand new floral delivery service called floraldesigns.com. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for asking. So the reason I'm calling is because you actually won a free dozen roses from us as part of the Visa Rewards program, and I need to know where you'd like them sent.
Wait, I won what?
You want a free dozen roses from us? So every month, Visa picks different customers who use their credit cards or debit cards and gives them free stuff as part of their rewards program. And this month, it's flowers, and you won. So the reason I was calling is because a lot of the guys who win flowers don't want them sent to them. They'd rather have them sent to their girlfriends or wives instead. So is there somebody else you'd like us to send these flowers to besides yourself? Or
Don't send them to me. Of course not. Do you need a name?
Yes, I need a name and an address. Plus, there's a card that will attach so they know it's from you, and I'll fill that out for you. But how about we just start with a name? Who are we sending these roses to?
Man, this is so cool. Her first name is Allison, and her last name is
Allison, okay. And what about the card? What message would you like us to put on the card?
Just put down, "For the most beautiful girl I've ever met. Love, Chris." Because she's gorgeous. You should see her lips, beautiful eyes, like her eyes are.
Okay,
so you,
just
to get lost for them.
Just to clarify, you said Allison Hicks, and you told me to write, "For the most beautiful girl I've ever met, love, Chris."
Yeah. This is so cool. Like, I've never won anything like this before.
Well, I'm sure she's going to love them. Now, can you hang on for me for 1 second? I'm going to fill this out, and then I'll get that address from you, okay?
Yeah, sure, no problem.
All right, hold on.
Okay, so Lisa, probably not the news that you were hoping to hear there.
I mean, it's okay. She is his girlfriend, so...
What?
Oh, I'm sorry, what? Who is?
The girl he picked, Allison, that's his girlfriend.
Hold on. This guy has a girlfriend.
Yeah.
So why were we putting him to the test? You didn't think he was going to pick his girlfriend? Like, you were hoping he was going to pick you instead?
I guess so, but, you know, whatever. It's cool.
You know, who might actually pick you next time? An actual single guy who doesn't already have a girlfriend. I mean, maybe, I don't know, you might want to consider thinking about sleeping with one of those instead.
The Z Morning Zoo's War of the Roses.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.